If you've been around teenagers enough, you've probably heard things like, you just don't get me. You really just don't get me. Or, you've got room to talk. Don't you love that one? Like when they're judging you, you know, but they're right sometimes. Or, you know what? I really don't care. I don't care. I don't care. So, what do you do with that? Well, you don't do what I'm tempted to do when they say stuff like that, like, really? I changed your diapers, okay? Or, oh yeah, you better start caring. Or, how dare you turn this back on me? Those are all words that have probably come out of my mouth, but none of them are really good. So how do we get here? How do we get into this conflict? Should we expect it? When it comes up, do we understand where it's coming from? Do we have a biblical perspective? You want to be tested as a biblical counselor, get in a fight with a teenager. Okay, let's just see how good your counseling is. If you have your Bibles, just for a moment, turn to James 4. Probably a familiar passage for most of us, but how about applying it in this context? James 4, and we'll probably look at just the first six verses, even though you could keep going for sure. So, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not your selfish, ungrateful teenagers? Oh, it doesn't say that. Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. Do not have because you do not ask. Well, when you do ask, you ask and you do not receive because you've asked wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says, he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us, but he gives more grace? Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So we know that conflict happens around us, but we know that if we engage it poorly, it's because it's happening in us. Now, I will say, teenagers know how to push buttons. And so, you don't have to have a real huge target on your chest to get pushed, but it does say something about you if you engage. But for a minute, I just want you to think about what a teenager is going through today. Think about teenagers today. They're stressed. They've got a lot coming at them. Think about it. They've got kind of like the unholy trinity. The world is throwing so much at kids. Every kid's looking down at a screen. Every kid is getting inundated with information, some of it not great. So they got the world coming at them. They've got the devil trying to pick them off before they get solid in Christ. And they've got their own flesh, and man, they don't know what's going on with all that, right? Their hormones are up, they're trying to figure out how to be an adult, but they're not, and they're trying to not act like a kid sometimes, but sometimes almost regressing to very scary proportions. And so, what do they need? Well, believe it or not, they probably need godly parents as much as anything. They need Christ, right? Obviously, if they're unsaved or even saved, they need to press into Christ. But this is those opportunities where we have to help parents, and those of us who are parents, help ourselves to remember that we represent Christ and the gospel in their life. So there's this war raging inside our kids, outside our teens. An average teen is living in a time like no other, right? Look at that. With the social media and phones, tell me how high you think the average teenager's social skills are today. I mean, I'm thinking about starting a movement. Will you guys join me if I do this? It's like, it's called the Look Up Movement. What do you think? A little hashtag Look Up? And here's the thing. If you're in proximity to another human being, you can't not talk to them. I know, it's crazy. It's going to be radical. All right. So, poor social skills, inundated with social media, bullying. You know, academics are very demanding with probably less ability to teach in some places. The world's getting darker. Think of 2 Timothy 3, right? 1 through 5, or, you know, that whole description. You don't even like to read it because it's so dark. And it's like, you know, kids will basically rebel against their parents. Men will be lovers of themselves. Doesn't sound far-fetched to me. But wait. So am I saying kids are hopeless? It's really a lousy time to be a teenager? Or am I just telling you we need to try to understand what they're going through and guard our hearts and theirs in any way we can? We can't protect them completely from the world, right? We just can't. But we can give them an alternate reality of what real Christian faith looks like lived out. So it's no wonder that parents have conflict with teens when maybe as parents we're not as mature as we thought we were, or we aren't living as consistently, or we're not abiding in the Word as deeply, and so they get angry, we get angry, and it just keeps perpetuating. So the thing I want to talk to you a little bit about is understanding the heart, particularly of an angry teen. So for teenagers, anger is and it's true for a lot of people, but particularly for teenagers, it's kind of the default emotion. When I don't know how else to feel, I'll just feel angry, right? Because at least I can express myself. I can finally get this off my chest. I can feel empowered. So they go to anger. Maybe they're insecure. Maybe they've got challenges they can't talk about. Maybe there's something going on, but they don't know how to express it, so they just get mad. Do you know the three developmental tasks that teenagers are going through? One of them is identity. Who am I? One of them is autonomy. How do I become my own person? And one of them is affiliation. Where do I belong? Where do I fit in? Who do I belong to? Who are my people? Identity, autonomy, affiliation. Kids are going through that in a major way. Think about it. These three issues make up most of the trouble that's going on with kids. And if you get in the way of who they are by judging them, not understanding them, speaking too soon into something, that's going to be a problem. If you get in the way of who they want to be separate from you, and you try to, that's not how we do it in our house, and they're like, that's not how you do it in your house. You know, like, they're just like, back off, get your little, you know, this is our meshed little system off of me. I want to be my own kid. And if you get in the way of them and their friends, oh boy, them and their phone, them are fighting words. And I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying be ready for the heart to be squeezed.